Upon receiving the Nobel Peace Prize in 1986, writer and Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel said, quote, "I have tried to keep memory alive, that I have tried to fight those who would forget, because if we forget, we are guilty. We are accomplices." Wiesel spent almost four decades as a professor at Boston University. He died over the weekend at the age of 87. To help us remember him and his work here in Boston, we contacted Rabbi Joseph Pollack, who's Rabbi Emeritus of the Hillel House at Boston University. He not only worked with Elie Wiesel, but he was a survivor too. When Pollack was a toddler, he and his family were taken to Nazi concentration camps. We started our conversation with him by expressing our condolences.
I think he was my closest friend. No, better, he was my best friend. Hmm. We studied together every week for all the years that he was here at BU. We studied Jewish values, Jewish texts, Jewish religion, and he loved it. He loved that hour that we had together.
You know, since his death on Saturday, we've heard a lot about his contribution to the public conversation about this. But privately, tell us something about him.
He was a man capable of enormous happiness. For all his darkness, he had joie de vivre. He had a sense of celebrating life. Yet, like all child survivors, he trusted no one. And there was this side to him of telling you what I think you need to hear. You didn't go in there feeling like he was hiding something from you.
Mm-hmm. You know, he was perhaps the most well-known witness to the atrocities of the Holocaust. And with him gone, you get closer and closer to the day when there will be no living survivors who can talk about it firsthand to people. Does that change things?
There are survivors who forget that there are survivors my age, the toddler survivors of the Holocaust, the infant survivors of the Holocaust. Their trauma in terms of separation from parents is far greater than the trauma of adolescent survivors. And they're my age, and they're real people, and they're out there. And their whole life, like any other survivor, centers around those years.
Hmm. What do you think it meant to the Jewish community of Greater Boston to have the Elie Wiesel Center here at Boston University and his academic work here?
It meant a great deal. It meant a great deal. You have to remember that for close to 30 years, 1,500 people, year after year, showed up to those three lectures he gave every year. He was a sage. He was a sage. Less a survivor than a teacher.
I'm wondering, do you have a favorite memory of him that you, or an anecdote that you think sort of tells people what kind of person
he is? I have one particular event at Boston University, certainly with Elie, that stands out in my mind. Professor Michael Grodin and I organized a conference on Nazi medicine. And we say, tentative, a visit by Elie Wiesel. The conference begins, and I brought him to the front, and they stood up. And he took the microphone, and he said to the doctors, "Where were you? Where were you?" He says, "The war was over. Auschwitz, Bergen-Belsen, Majdanek, the doctors didn't come." He said, "I thought you guys were supposed to heal people. Why didn't you come?" And all the doctors that were in the room were too young to have been. They knew it wasn't them. But he was talking to the medical community and saying, you were not any better than anybody else.
Rabbi Joseph Pollack, Rabbi Emeritus of the Hillel House at Boston University, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Pleasure.